The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long we sang a song and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind.
First day of summer, here we go. Swing it, baby.
Like painted kites, those days and nights, they went flying by. The world was new beneath the blue umbrella sky. Then softer than a piper man, one day it called to you. I lost you to the summer wind.
Probably the greatest Frank Sinatra vocal performance, and for me, one of the greatest vocal performances of all time. Hey, happy summer. There we go, June 21st. We're in, and we're up, and we're at them. You got a great weekend coming up. It's Friday. You made it to Friday. Yay! It's 7 minutes after 6 o'clock on this Friday, June 21st. Johnny Mercer had lyrics, put the lyrics to that song. It was a German kind of song, and Johnny Mercer found it and put lyrics to it and made it a classic for Francis Albert Sinatra. Hey, a lot to get into today with all that's going on, and we'll let you know exactly what's going on news-wise, and then we'll tell you some crazy things that always happen, and you give us a call always, anytime. You know these airwaves are yours. You know what I'm saying to you? 877-970-2999. And on our Balance of Nature phone line. So it's all about Iran and what's going on in Iran. And it's nice that I think the president is being cautious on this. See, me, if I could tell you what I was feeling about going into Iran, because this is the story. And ironically enough, I found it on ABC News, and I just tweeted it out. And I wasn't aware of it. But for ABC News, you know, when a mainstream news media, then they usually go against anything and everything that the president talks about. It said this objectively: rocket attacks on American and Turkish oil facilities in southern Iraq, which may have been carried out by Iranian-backed militias, are the latest example of how Iraq finds itself in the middle of increasing tensions between the U.S. and Iran. And that would, of course, be us, because they're attacking us. And things we don't hear about, and you don't know what the intel is saying that the president sees. But in my mind, I'm thinking, take them out. Mother of all bombs, take them out. I mean, that's really always my attitude. You're going to mess with us, take them out. But now you can't, because it's political. And they're leading us into, Iran is now leading us into and teasing us and taunting us into a war. You can see it now. Over the last 12 hours, I'm watching this, I'm following this. It's exactly what's happening. And thank God the president is smart enough to see that. They're just trying to stick them right in. You can see it, right? And you know, because it's one incident after another incident. I mean, there's tankers torpedoed, and then the drone is shot down at $200 million. And now you know they're dragging us into the war. So now I'm telling you, somebody said it yesterday, and it's very, very true. Sanction them to death. I mean, just close off everything even more so. But it's got to be an international coalition to do it. Because once we go in, they'll suck us in. The press will side on Iran's side because it's Donald Trump. I'm telling you, you know exactly what will happen. It'll be like another Vietnam. On the other hand, they deserve to get smacked around a little bit, in my opinion. It makes me sick the way they just pick on us like this. We give them $150 billion. This is what we get back. This is, you know what I'm saying? Am I right? Unbelievable. You know, and my attitude is just take them out. You know, but it's too obvious that they're leading us down the wrong path. So we'll follow, indeed, that story, the Iranian story, see exactly what's going on there. And now the Senate moves to block Donald Trump's arms sales to Saudis. This is interesting. Would love to hear your take on this. The Senate moving to reject President Trump's arms sales to Saudi Arabia. Several Republicans joined Democrats in approving a series of resolutions, and now it goes to the House. It's doubtful, however, that votes exist to override an expected presidential veto. And many lawmakers are upset with Saudi Arabia's reported role in the murder of Jamal Khashoggi, that Washington Post columnist. But I don't know. So do you give arms to – and what kind of arms are they? Are they secondary arms? And we don't know. I don't know what's going on. You know, when China makes everything for us now, we're finding out. And I just tweeted out something from Gordon Chang. You got to watch everything that comes in from China because it threatens our national security, apparently, because they're putting stuff in the subway. I just – in my mind, I killed that deal, remember? I was supposed to go. I was going to go try to help the Gateway Project. And then when they said to me, oh, you got to use our subway cars from Boston, I'm going like, whoa, wait a minute. That the red flag went up. And indeed, what are they putting in those subway cars when we use them? What are they putting in our iPhones? That's got me. Maybe that's why my iPhone doesn't work all the time. I mean, right? Maybe they're watching us, listening to us. Oh, my Lord. So when some of the weapons... You know, you got to watch where you send the weapons and what kind of weapons you send out. And I wonder if we don't do the same thing. You put a little something in the weapons that go out. You know, I mean, really, you know what I'm saying? Because there's sometimes we accuse nations of doing things, and I have a feeling we're doing the same thing back. But it's going to be interesting to see what happens with the arms sales to Saudi Arabia. You know, this Eddie Gallagher story is very, very interesting. Did you see that yesterday? What was that all about, right? Shocking day in the trial of former Navy SEAL accused of killing an ISIS prisoner overseas. Chief Eddie Gallagher had been accused of premeditated murder while serving in Iraq. However, U.S. Navy SEAL Corey Scott, you heard the story, who served as a medic, rocked the courtroom by testifying that he was the one who killed the prisoner during cross-examination. It was shocking for everyone, as Scott was a witness for the prosecution. He said he purposely kind of let the guy die, and it was not Eddie Gallagher who killed him. So maybe we should reach out to Bernie Kerik, who's been right at the forefront of this, and see exactly what is going on in this case. And if you train a soldier to be a killing machine and then send them out and then put parameters on that machine when you're just trying to win a war for us, you know, I mean, what are we doing? That's why I don't know. I understand there has to be rules, but the rules of engagement sometimes are way too politically correct for me. Joe on the radio, so I got so much to tell you about too. I want to tell you too, mom, if she's listening, she's doing good. She's doing great. Everything's good. Just a little infection. Went back into the hospital today. So brother Richie just called a little about 10 minutes ago. She's doing good. I love you, mom. You're going to do great. I'll see you shortly. And I wanted to thank for some of the police officers that helped out to take her over to the hospital, Officer Bellotto and the West Essex First Aid Squad, always doing a great job. So thanks to the good folks and the good citizens helping out mom like this. I have to tell you, I'm going to go to the guys in a second, but I'm dying to tell you this story, what happened to me. Can I tell you? Because I love you and you listen, and this is our intimate hour. Only me. Listen, you got to tell you. 14 minutes after 6 o'clock. And we'll get into the news and we'll make phone calls. Simon Constable's on the show shortly. Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis will talk about Iran. Michael Caputo on the show. Because, by the way, this, as an aside, if I can tell you, prosecutors apparently claim Roger Stone violated his gag order. right? They won't stop. The Mueller probe is an embarrassment. It's an embarrassment. It's a witch hunt. It is a nothing burger. They won't let it go. Now, Roger Stone violated his gag order. Why is Roger Stone even indicted? Because of a flawed indictment. And they can't throw that out, and they won't stop. If it happened, I'm telling you, I tell this all the time. If it happened to Roger, it could happen to anybody. Jeffrey Lyons on the show, and Mr. Mike Gallagher himself. And you always on our Balance of Nature phone lines, 877-970-2999. You know I love you, though, when you gather around our virtual kitchen table every morning, especially this early. So, I do the show. I was exhausted, you know. It's been a crazy week. And it's the end of the show, end of the day, and I take a couple meetings, and I talk, and I'm saying, let me just run back and make sure the kids are okay, get back to the house. But I'll walk back to the hotel, and I'll stop at the church. I go to the Our Lady of Victory Church, and I'll say my usual prayers, drop my usual money. I spend a lot of money at that church. I spend a few grand a year just in, you know, putting the $20 here, you know, and $20 there. You know, it adds up. And I should write it off, but I don't, because it's just, I don't trust the government. I give more money to the church at home. It's not a lot of money, but I do the best I could do, because first in line is the government and then all my exes, you know, and they get everything. So I do the best I can, you know. So I swear to goodness, I'm in the church, and I see they change some saints around. And stay with me. If you're not Catholic, you don't get it. But this is what we do. We pray to saints. And believe me, they work. The saints work. I'm just telling you. And if you're not Catholic, maybe you want to think about becoming one, because the saints work. Anyway, so there's St. Anthony there. Now, the big, beautiful St. Anthony. Whoa, Saint, now I'm looking, where's St. Joseph? I go, then the priest comes in. And I'm telling you, I'm not supposed to talk about this. I'm talking about it. I'm talking about it. Because, you know, I'm such a strong man of faith, strong Catholic. I believe in God. I believe in the church. But boy, oh boy. This made me crazy. Priest comes over. Oh, look who it is. That's what he says to me. Oh, look who it is. I said, hi, Father. How you doing? And so he said, so there are people praying. So he starts to talk to me. He goes, oh, yeah, I'll move some things around. Oh, by the way, you know, I appreciate you sending some money through some other people. Listen to me. Listen, this is what the priest said to me yesterday. I promise you. I appreciate you sending some money to other people. And we got the money. Thank you for that. But what about you? What about you personally giving money? The priest is shaking me down in the middle of my prayers. Shaking me down. I'm looking at this priest saying that to me. What about you personally? And I know what I give, the thousands of dollars I give, but I don't want to say it. I hear this from the government, from the IRS. I got to get it from my exes. And now I got to get it from the priest because I stopped by to say a couple of prayers. It was insulting. It was insidious. And right there, right in front of me, as that priest said those words to me, was exactly what's wrong with the Catholic Church. Boom, right there. Right there. No spirituality. How did Christ preach that? So I go, I'm sorry, Father. I was just numb and tired and exhausted and just wanted to pray thanks. And this priest is shaking me down. And I said, well, you know, Father, I didn't know. I'm just babbling like I'm babbling to you now. I was just speechless. And he goes, well, yeah, you know, you could write it off. You could write it off. You can go to the IRS. And so, you know, I said to him, I swear to God, I said, Father, I'll tell you what. Why don't you pray for a miracle for my career? And I'll write you the fattest check you ever saw in your life. I swear to God, I said that to him. And he looked at me stunned, and I repeated, you pray for a miracle that really bumps my career up, I'll write you a check that you've never seen before, Father. I said it like that. He was like, whoa, you're on the radio. We're on the radio. I go, you know what radio pays? You know who I work for? You think I make a lot of money? I do very well, and I'm very grateful. But what do you think? Frankie says this. I swear to God, the priest says to me, well, Mark Simone makes $1 million a year. He says that to me in the church as I'm trying to pray to the saints. I got to talk about Mark Simone in the church. And we're gonna play this back, and I'm gonna send it to Mark because he's a dear, very dear friend. He goes, oh, Mark makes $1 million a year. So I said, well, I have Mark's number, Father. Would you like to call Mark? Because I don't make that kind of money here. I'm sorry. Unbelievable. He just says that. I mean, I was like numb. And then he comes over and I go, and then he goes, well, you could write things off. He doesn't understand. As business people, you have good weeks, you have bad weeks. Sometimes you can't just write the check. Sometimes you have other people, like your children, like your life, like the government, that you have to pay, and you give what you can to the church. He wants me to write a check so I can write it off. So I said, I said, Father, you come from another world. You have no idea what it's like in the business world. And I just shook my head. Then he tried to be real friendly after that. Oh, look at the new saints. I said, where's St. Joseph? At least you put St. Joseph close to the altar. But I walked away. I have to tell you, when I talk about Father Bielecki, Paul Bielecki, there's a difference between I'm trying to check my language on the priest. There's a guy that's going to hustle you. And cares nothing more but just to maintain the church, and as opposed to a true disciple of Christ. When Father Paul Bielecki, the gentleman that we had on last, what was it, earlier this week, we had Paul on, on his way to Baloo. So when Father Paul came in, he could see in my eyes the struggle. He sees in my eyes the struggle that I go through every day to maintain all of the. By the way, all the pitfalls that I've created for myself, but he sees it. And he sees it, and he sees when he put me on the pulpit, Our Lady of Angels in Brooklyn, and he started questioning me. He saw the struggle that I went through, and he wanted everybody to say, look what Joe's going through. This is not easy for this guy to take care of all the negativity he's got to deal with. And Father Paul saw it and wanted to preach it through Christ on how you can overcome this and stay positive. Remember Father Paul said it? Stay positive. And after Father Paul did that, he not once asked me for a dime. Not a dime. It's disgraceful. That was disgraceful. And I'm telling you, how many times do I preach on this radio? How many times do I believe in Christ? I put the cross of Christ in my, and then how many people come up to me at that very church, Our Lady of Victory Church, and say, Joe, you're right, it is crowded. They listen. You're listening now. You're going to that church. I want to thank you. So I'm not going to get mad. I'll get fired up because this is what's wrong with the Catholic Church. And by the way, sell a painting at the Vatican, Father. Get Pope Benedict out of the summer residence. How much do you think the summer residence is cost? How much do you think that summer residence, the Pope has a summer residence? The Pope needs a summer vacation? Are you kidding me? How much is that summer residence? What is that, $100 million, you figure? How about keeping some Catholic schools open and closing that summer residence and put Benedict back in the Vatican with everybody else? It's inexcusable. It's everything. So when I preach to Al, go to church, all Al has to do is say, see, I'm trying to tell you.
I don't want to say I told you so, but, I mean.
Oh, Joe, that's unbelievable.
You know. Is it a shakedown?
The nerve of anybody to say, I don't care, priest, person, whatever.
I'm not going to that church again. I will walk by that church, and I'll pray on my own. And it's called Our Lady of Victory, a beautiful church. And for me to be able to preach and tell you about that church, and this guy to be not aware enough or to appreciate enough, and how much money do you think we raised for the Cabrini mission, Frankie Fiberos?
Easily.
Come to the dark side, Joe. Yeah. Come to the dark side.
No, I'm not going
beer,
to the dark side.
Bacon.
Because that's the way Satan works. He gets within. It's like the people in the United States government. The enemy is within, and there's the enemy is within the church. And we talked about that last week.
And by the way, you're right. Well. You can't write. I don't believe you can write off church donations to the IRS.
Yeah, you can.
I'll give you a letter. Hustling me. Wow. Oh my God, it's what's wrong. But I couldn't wait to tell you because I'm telling you again.
Did you tip him? Did you tip him when you were leaving?
I turned my back on that guy, and he says, oh, goodbye, Joe. I didn't even look back, and I'm never going back again. I mean, because Debbie, you know I'm the most pro-Catholic guy. I preach it every day on this. At the risk of being ridiculed, I preach God. I preach faith. I preach the Catholic Church, and this guy's going to shake me down. Inexcusable. And right there, when you tell me and you criticize the church, I got no argument for you. I'm trying to defend the priests, and this guy, what is that? What is that? Unbelievable. Oh.
Well, he probably could have done it in a nicer way, but the thing is, they're running a business. Really, they're trying to keep the church. church is running.
Sell a painting in the Vatican. Sell a rug on the back. All those rugs. Oh, no one cares. No one cares. Nobody cares about, oh, look at that. That was back in when Pope Papa was the second was there. I don't care. Sell it and keep Catholic schools open, for crying out loud. But you know what? You're right. He could have said to me, Joe, you know what? We're really hurting. And he's not hurting. They're in good shape. It's a Wall Street church. But he said, we're really hurting. You said you were going to help this church. Can we? What can I do to help you? Mm-hmm. That's all you got to say. Shake me now. And then Debbie. And then I finally told him. I said, you know, Father, give a few thousand dollars to this church, and that's the best I can do. And thank you. Get out of here. Oh, my,
Well, maybe he should have just waited until after you were done with the prayers.
Yeah, but that would have been nice.
You know, and just say it a little more delicately,
Look who's here now. Oh, my God. remind me of the nuns that used to beat me up, you know, when I was in school. Not the way to go about it.
But there are so many wonderful priests, and I think it's just the way that he asked you. Maybe he should have just asked you a little bit more delicately.
I would say so. You know what I mean? I would say so. And then appreciate what you have done up to the point.
Appreciation. Definitely.
I couldn't resist, because I'm going to be objective on this program. And if I'm going to speak on behalf of Christ, I'm going to speak on behalf of the church, and I ain't going down, because the enemy within is a person like that who just cares more about money than me praying and the spirituality of Jesus, then I'm going to tell you the other side as well, because I have to be completely objective. Hey, Debbie, I'm going to church. My faith is stronger than ever.
Don't leave. Stronger than ever. Please don't leave the Catholic Church. No, we need you to stay strong. Come on.
They complain. Anyways, leaving the Catholic Church. Do you think maybe you could look at yourselves for a second? Oh, my goodness gracious. 26 after 6 o'clock right now. Praise the Lord. Debbie James. Oh, my God.
You're going to be praying right now at the Lincoln Tunnel, because you're stuck in a lot of traffic, Joe, over at the inbound Lincoln Tunnel, 495 eastbound. All lanes remain closed at Kennedy Boulevard. It's ongoing police department activity. It's an hour in at the Lincoln. You're going to be detoured around that problem. Holland about 20, GWB up to 30 now. The Garden State Parkway North at 145. You're moving slowly. Southbound at 143. It's an accident involving an overturned vehicle. The New Jersey Turnpike car lanes north, getting up toward the Molly Pitcher service area. An accident over there as well. It's still a problem on the westbound side of the Gowanus, getting down toward the Prospect. A lot of volume. Also, the westbound BQE at the Battery Tunnel, getting reports of flooding over there. Ed Koch, 59th Street Bridge, lower level. An accident as well. And we're seeing delays on the Grand Central Parkway westbound, right at Northern Boulevard. That's a collision to deal with as well. Checking in on the forecast. Rain today, high of 79. Sun tomorrow and on Sunday. Looks like a nice weekend, high in the 80s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Morano in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
My business is at stake because the government told me I can't live out my faith in the workplace.
I was arrested for handing out the U.S. Constitution on my college campus.
A state law is forcing me to advertise for abortion.
I realize those statements sound unbelievable, but it's true. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Our most fundamental freedoms are under attack, and these very attacks could happen in your business, in your school, or even where you volunteer. I'm asking you to give to the Freedom Fund right now to protect not only your freedoms, but also the freedoms of your children and grandchildren. Visit am970theanswer.com and click on the ADF banner, Alliance Defending Freedom. or call 800-569-1559. Your gift of $100 will help defend your freedom and provide the resources needed to fight critical court battles. That's 800-569-1559, 800-569-1559, or am970theanswer.com.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores.
Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirty and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk.
Well, it's summer, not quite hot yet. It'll be nice this weekend. It's still kind of cool. You're going to have a great, great weekend. And like I always say, you deserve it. 6:29 with Joe on the radio. Good morning. Good morning. Frankie is here. Albert is here. Boys, good morning. I knew it. I know.
Good morning, Joe.
Al. I'm going to hear from Al, Frankie, for the rest of the
show. No. Listen, I was going to play some Franciscan Friar music, but I figured the priest might be hearing and might come by wanting me to donate some money to the church. listen.
Then when you go around the church, there's so many homeless people. The lady the poor lady that spews the profanities down Wall Street.
Right.
And then the guy that's sleeping outside of the hotel for crying out loud, by the church for crying out loud.
Yep.
And then you're getting hocked constantly by homeless people going, you got money? You got some money? Some money? And then I got to get the priest give me the same thing.
But Joe, correct me if I'm wrong. People who go to church, and obviously I don't go to church, obviously, but I was a Roman Catholic, but people go to various different faiths or whatever. You give what you can, right?
Exactly,
I mean, that's the whole point. And there are some that don't give anything. They just go for the spirituality or whatever it is. So the fact that this priest was asking you to contribute, not even saying like, listen, Joe, we'd love it if you contribute a little bit or whatever to the church. You come in here all the time, but to ask like,
no,
what about you?
Shouldn't even do that.
No. I agree with you. I agree with you on that. I'm just saying the audacity to say that he knows that you brought money into the church.
He knows that you've done stuff. And he goes, thank you for that. And he goes, and thank you for that. But what about you personally?
Yeah.
And now I know. I drop, if I give 10 grand a year, it's like, you got to do what you can do, But if I go to a judge says to me, you have to pay alimony, you got to pay child support, I get constant. And I don't tell you this. And I talk to you listening now because you're family. And the guys know. I don't tell you the half of it. I am harassed. I am and abused. I am, all those catchphrases that you see in divorce court? I get it every single day. When I tell you every single day, and I keep the texts and I keep the emails because I know I'll be back in court because it's divorce in New Jersey. You don't get divorced. It just can. All divorce is like employment for lawyers. That's all divorce is. Has nothing to do with the children. The family court in New Jersey is such in disarray, and New York and California as well. By the way, let's vote for some more progressives because this is exactly what you get. But the fact of the matter is, I get harassed, abused, assaulted. It is insulting. And I have the texts, and I look at them, and in the name of God, I just go, all right, look, mother of my child, I'll just put it aside. I'll put it aside and onward and forward. And then you got to get it from your priest? I swear to God, I couldn't tell. I had deja vu of the IRS and my exes.
Sure. Could you imagine you in court, Your Honor, I can't give this month's alimony payment
because
Father so-and-so says I need to give more money to the church. The judge would look at you like you got nine heads.
And I'd be in jail, and the priest would be visiting me in jail saying, you got a couple bucks while you're in jail.
I'm praying for you, Joe.
I'm praying for you.
Sorry
but it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you a little bit. The guy should have like a change maker, like the ice cream man.
The point of going to the church and believing in God, at least in my opinion, is you're getting something out of it that is helping you in whatever time of need.
You get nothing out of it. It's agonizing.
When you go there and pray, you're getting something out of it.
Listen to what I'm saying. Man. Hold up. Church is agonizing. There's nothing uplifting. There's nothing about it. Particularly, the only nice part of the Mass is when they celebrate the Eucharist. That is riveting and beautiful, and you can to feel the light of God come onto the altar when you celebrate the Eucharist. The rest of it, they sing forever. The priest drones on forever. It's agonizing. No one wants to be there. Only when you have a... There's a handful of priests, maybe three priests I can think of, that I've been blessed to know that are beautiful at that pulpit. Cardinal Dolan is one of them. And Father Bilecki. Oh, Father Paul, you don't want to leave the church. We were there with Father Paul for a couple hours. It just felt like 5 minutes. But the rest of it is agony. So don't tell me.
Well, I'm looking forward to going to church with you then.
I'm going to give it to you now, baby. Look out. Don't mess with me. I can't wait.
I'll go in miserable. I'll come out miserable. No, I'm kidding.
Tell me you don't look at your watch 17 times in the middle of Mass going, okay, that's another song, another verse of the song we really need, you know?
Wow, you are on fire today.
I am diehard, and I am not going down, but I was so... It was so insulting to me to run into. I am speechless because all the people that I meet and Frankie, all that I do, help me out.
Joe, I think you're absolutely right. I can't believe what I'm hearing.
What about the Mark Simone reference?
Mark,
on the radio. Mark Simone makes $1 million a year. So, give him a call.
Exactly. He should call Mark Simone if that's the case. But Mark Simone does not make $1 million a year from radio. He makes substantially less than that. And Mark Simone, even independent of radio, is independently wealthy. You know, he earned his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it, right? So his parents were wealthy. His grandparents were wealthy. Mark doesn't need to work ever again.
Well, listen,
and he'd be just fine.
Mark's, by the way, he's great on the radio.
He's absolutely. But he's not making $1 million a year from radio.
No, but even if he was, for the priest to say that, and I could say, and then I wasn't, he's going to say Mark Simone, I'm going to go, well, I have a priest that doesn't ask me for money, Father. I'm going to get a tit for tat with the priest. I'm going to go back and forth. What was this?
You want to see
my
pay stub?
The most bizarre moment I've ever had in the Catholic Church. A shakedown in the vestibule. Oh, my Lord.
Then he was going to negotiate with you. I mean, really, Joe, come on.
Then when I told him, I said, look, Father, I give thousands of dollars to this church every single year. It's the best that I can do. Oh, well, thank you. Oh, get out of here. Get out of here. Disgraceful. And you know what, Frankie? You see, this is why people leave the church. And I will not go to that church again.
I don't blame you. I wouldn't either.
I feel like it's dirty. Like it's like a casino or something. Yeah.
See, Frank, it only took me 6 years. I finally got him.
Exactly.
I got him on the dark side.
No. But I'm not going down because the end. The enemy is within the United States, and they are in the United States House of Representatives, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. The enemy is here within to take us down. You know that. And then the enemy is within the church, and it comes at you. It really is.
I'm surprised you didn't tell the priest. Listen, I was dealing with General Salami today. I mean, I got to deal with this. I mean, really?
You know General Salami?
He's full of baloney,
Father. You know General Salami? He's full of baloney. Me, Colonel Pepperoni, okay. Sergeant Prosciutto, line up over here. General Salami is called.
Where's Corporal Mortadella? Let's go.
Major
Mortadella, excuse me.
Larry King. That was a Larry King. Yes.
They're all Larry King, Joe. They are. All the voices are Larry King.
You didn't know that? The general talks like that. You didn't know that? Shoot the drone down. Hello.
Straight up Hormuz, you're on.
I
stand fast in my faith. I stand fast in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I ain't going anywhere, and I'm not wavering. I'm not wavering because the enemy within will not take me down, not in my government, not in my church. Piscopo in the morning, 6:37 right now. Simon Constable will join us. We'll be talking about the oil. What's going on with the oil with all this Iranian situation? Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis on the show. Michael Caputo, Jeffrey Lyons, Mike Gallagher, Frankie Five Burrows Morano is with us. Debbie's on the roads. And Al Gattulo right now with the headline news live and local on AM 970, The Answer. Praise the Lord, Albert. Praise the Lord.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
70 degrees at 6:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A 9/11 first responder who's dying of cancer says the government needs to take care of the sick, calling it a matter of decency. NYPD Detective Luis Alvarez testified before Congress last week in support of the September 11th Victim Compensation Fund. He's now in hospice care as his liver is failing, but he's promised to keep fighting for funding. Alvarez breathed in toxic dust I had ground zero in 2001 and got sick 16 years later. People across South Jersey bracing for more rain-related problems. Showers were in the forecast last night and this morning. The National Weather Service forecasting there's still flooding potential. Showers and thunderstorms possible until 9 a.m. this morning. Governor Murphy issued a state of emergency for Burlington, Camden, and Gloucester counties yesterday. And as of 2 a.m., it remains active. The region swamped by floods Thursday. Several inches of rain fell in several locations, including as many as 8 inches in Burlington County's Tabernacle Township. In sports, as expected, the Knicks selected Duke forward R.J. Barrett with the third pick in the NBA draft last night. The Nets traded the 17th and 27th overall picks to the Hawks and Clippers, respectively. Brooklyn then selected Georgia center Nicholas Claxton with the 31st pick, which was the first pick of round two. Yankees beat the Astros 10-6. It was the Cubs over the Mets in Chicago by the final of 7-3. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. It's an hour in over at the Lincoln Tunnel. The problem is 495 eastbound police department activity blocking all lanes at Kennedy Boulevard. The express bus lane is open now, but again, a big mess here on 495 east trying to get out toward the inbound Lincoln. Inbound Holland 30, GWB up to 45 minutes getting into town. We're still seeing delays over on Tunnelly Avenue. Looks like you're moving solely southbound as you get down through North Bergen with an accident as well. Watch for delays on the New Jersey Turnpike. The car lanes north by the Molly Pitcher service area by 8A. It's an accident there as well. Flooding over on the eastbound side of the BQE getting up toward the area of Cabin Plaza. Watch for that problem. Also, the Ed Koch 59th Street Bridge lower level getting reports of an accident getting into Queens. And watch for some delays as well as you take it to the LIE eastbound out by the Grand Central. Some flooding there as well to deal with. Watch for showers today, high in the upper 70s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Walgreens. At Walgreens, your day doesn't have to stop for diabetes. Get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics and download tools to help you stay on track. Stop by and talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. Looking for a fun and exciting first day of summer? Come to Casa Belvedere's Taste of Italy Bocce Fest Tournament Sunday, June 23rd for a fun-filled day of activities for the entire family. Take in the spectacular views of the Verrazano Bridge in New York Harbor while playing the quintessential Italian game of bocce. Do you play? Buy a ticket to join the tournament, which starts at 9 a.m. If you don't play, no problem. You can purchase a spectator ticket and enjoy various food vendors, live entertainment, and lots of activities for the kids starting at noon. Purchase your tournament or spectator ticket at www.casa.com. Belvedere.org or call 718-273-7660 for more information. It wouldn't be a Taste of Italy event without dinner. The grand finale chef station dinner in the beautiful Casa Belvedere mansion starts at 3 p.m. for those that purchase dinner tickets. While you dine, enjoy singer Stephen Maglio performing Frank Sinatra hits. To purchase tickets for any combination of events, go to www.casa-belvedere.org. For general event information, call 718-273-7660.
Introducing the new $5 Biggie Bag from Wendy's. It comes with a new bacon double stack made with a quarter pound of fresh, never frozen beef and topped with crispy applewood smoked bacon. Plus four nuggets, fries, and a drink all for just $5. That's right, just $5. The new $5 Biggie Bag from Wendy's is everything you could ever want. Well, at least for lunch. Try Wendy's new $5 Biggie Bag today. Biggie Bag includes four-piece nuggets, small fries, and a small drink. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Approximate weight before cooking. Price and participation may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
We're surrounded by noise, bombarded by information, messages struggling to get attention. So many ways to reach customers. Your message needs to cut through and stand out. For the resources and know-how to make it all work, there's Salem Surround. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
642 with Joe on the radio. It's Friday. Hey, it's the first day of summer. And we welcome you to Piscopo in the morning with Frankie Five Burrows and Al Gattulo and Debbie Duhame. Simon Constable, the financial commentator, author of this great book called The Wall Street Journal Guide to the 50 Economic Indicators That Really Matter, from Big Macs to Zombie Banks, Indicators Smart Investors Watch to Beat the Market. Simon, welcome back to the show, my friend. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well, Joe. Thank you so much for having me on the show. And I really appreciate you mentioning my book. And it's really great to get other people to buy it. But I'd appreciate it if you would buy a couple of copies yourself.
Yeah. That's good. You know, I'm going to smack my producer, Frank Morano, for that. Simon, that's the best. I needed that this morning. That's great. And Morano couldn't wait. You got the great Simon Constable on. You're going to go there. I'm going to bust Joe's chops right now and tell him. Hey, by the way, Simon, well delivered. Well, kudos. Kudos. That was well delivered. Right.
Thank you, Joe. That means a lot to me.
It was great.
Happy birthday of summer to you.
I said that was good. You believe that priest says to me? My priest is shaking me down, you know? Hey, you're great. Thanks for all that money you sent to my church. But what about you personally? Oh, please, Simon. You can't make it up. Hey, Simon.
You can't make it up at all, can you?
No, you can't. It's only me. Only me as your pal Joe. Oh, Simon, what's going on with Iran? Walk us through what will these tensions and all that's going on in Iran do to oil prices, sir?
They will probably make them stay elevated around where they are now. So here's the thing, right? A lot of oil goes through the Straits of Hormuz, which is in the Persian Gulf, the Iranian Gulf. One of the things that you should know is that those straits have never closed since 1972. So in almost half a century, they haven't closed. And so oil will always get out of that. And it doesn't mean the oil traders won't get nervous and bid the price up a bit because they want to be sure that oil gets onto the world market.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that will stay elevated. But the likelihood of that strait actually closing and stopping oil get out from Saudi Arabia and the Gulf Cooperation Council and even, you know, illegal exports from Iran is negligible. The U.S. Navy, along with some British ships too, is stationed in Bahrain, and they have got unbelievably the best Navy in the world, and they'll just will not allow those straits to be shut. So I think that yes, there are tensions, but I also know that who in their right mind would take on the U.S. military in a direct conflict? No one. There's only one outcome. You lose.
I know. So it's so true. But do we need the oil over there? Because I thought we were always so energy dependent here and doing pretty darn well. But still, we need the oil from Iran in the Middle East, I guess, in a considerable.
The U.S. does not need the oil from Iran.
However,
the world markets for oil prices is determined by oil everywhere, the demand and supply of oil throughout the globe. So just because America is getting its oil locally doesn't mean the price is not affected by things that happen halfway around the world. It's a commodity, and people, you know, they look at, you know, how much oil is, you know, coming out of the Middle East, how much oil is coming out of the North Sea, how much Nigeria, Brazil. So it all has this effect. You know, if suddenly there was a huge problem in Brazil, that would have an effect on the price of oil too, regardless of where you buy it. So it's one of those things is you can't insulate yourself from the price. The supply of it in the U.S. will not be cut off. You just might have to pay more.
Yeah, Simon, so far, who's on board with these Iran sanctions and who was still doing business with Iran?
Well, there's a big problem there is that certain countries need to import a lot of oil, and they don't kind of see the world in the way that the U.S. does. So I think there's a lot of illegal activity going on with stuff sort of leaking out and countries buying it. Who exactly is doing that is one of those things that the State Department will be focusing on very closely, along with the Treasury Department to institute the sanctions. I know that India needs oil and China needs oil, and they will probably continue to get some oil via that. I can't say that all of that will be legal. Probably a lot of it won't be, and we'll see how it goes. Uh-huh. But it's one of those things. You expect a bit of leakage, right? It's kind of like, you know, imagine a department store. You go into a department store, and you're supposed to pay for your stuff. Well, most of us do. Some people don't. They take a five-finger discount and walk away with the stuff without paying. And I think it's sort of like that. You expected a little bit of leakage from the sanctions. Not that that makes it any better, but it is what it is.
Simon Constable, he's a financial commentator, kind enough to join us this morning. Simon, before we let you go, man, on the economy, all they keep talking about is, oh, this crash that's coming, because our economy is just sizzling in the United States. Do you see any kind of recession or slowdown as we go into the 2020 election, sir?
Absolutely none. In fact, I wrote about this a few weeks ago, actually May 24th. I wrote for Forbes, and it says the bond market points to a Trump win in 2020. And the reason it says that is that what we know is that if the economy is doing well, presidents tend to get reelected. It's as simple as that. If you have, you know, good growth, good economics, people say, hey, well, I like it like this. You know, I've got money in my pocket and I'm happy. I'll get reelected. Well, the amount which corporations pay over and above what the government pays to borrow money, that's in the bond market, and you can look at that. When that shrinks, right, about 6 to 9 months later, you see the economy start to really expand. And we saw that extra, the so-called spread, that credit spread, shrank. And so we will see the economy start to really accelerate in late this year and early next year, which is just in time for when people are saying, who am I going to vote for?
Yeah.
And a lot of people I talk to don't want to hear this for whatever reason. I don't tell you the world as I want it, just as it is. Like, I'd like to be an inch taller and a lot more handsome, but it is what I am, what I am. And that will happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
We all want something. Now, people who don't want that to happen, it may not, but I think that is what is going to happen with the U.S. economy. It is the most vibrant major economy in the world. It is doing very, very well. Retail sales in the U.S. were just marked upwards a bit. I think this is, if there's a quote-unquote slump, which I don't really think it is,
it will be
a very temporary one. All is good.
Simon's great. At that, Simon, thanks for making me laugh. It's hysterical. Yeah, thanks for talking about my book. Are you personally going to buy one? Well delivered. Simon, great, great chat with you this morning. Thank you. Have a great weekend, my friend. And we'll talk soon. Thank you, my friend. Simon Constable right there. By the way, the name of the book is The Wall Street Journal Guide to the 50 Economic Indicators That Really Matter. Frankie, well done. Hysterical. 6:51. Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads. Mm-hmm. Good morning, Debbie Duhame. How are we doing this morning?
Well, we're doing pretty rough here at the inbound Lincoln Tunnel, Joe. It looks like we're still seeing problems here on 495 eastbound by Kennedy Boulevard. All lanes remain closed. Ongoing police department activity. Delays are extensive on Route 3 into 495 and also on the northbound New Jersey Turnpike Eastern Spur trying to get in toward the area of 495. It's at least an hour there. If you're heading to the Holland, it's 30. Up at the GWB, about 45. Garden State Parkway South at 145. The other accident by 143. Was cleared. It's still very busy on the westbound BQE by the Battery Tunnel. That's flooding to deal with. And the Grand Central Parkway West at the Clearview. An accident there. More volume Grand Central West out by City Field with an accident. And the LIE westbound at the Cross Island. A stalled car just clear. Heavy out by the BQE. Getting out through that new construction pattern as well. And on the West Shore Expressway 440 North at Arthur Kill Road on Staten Island. An accident there as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma. But all of a sudden, everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
Are you curious about investing on your own? Ready to take a small step to make that happen? I want to invite you to join Tradeway for a powerful two-day event called Step One Start Your Journey, where you'll gain a strong foundation for how to trade in the stock market. You'll leave the event equipped with the knowledge, support, and confidence it takes to start trading on your own. And you don't need any previous experience to take this class. Come learn incredible techniques for how to protect your retirement and savings and see the potential for earning higher returns than your financial advisor. What if this two-day class changed everything for your family? Come give it a try. It's a great step towards reaching your biggest goals.
Join us at the Marriott Marquis in Times Square, August 2nd and 3rd. Only $99.95 for your entire household, plus a free ticket for a friend and a full money-back guarantee. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-TRADE, or go to Tradeway.com. That's Tradeway.com.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
It'll be cloudy much of the morning with a couple of soaking showers crossing the area, then breezy and turning less humid this afternoon as clouds break for some sunshine. Our high today, 77. Tonight will become clear and much more comfortable, down to 64 at Midtown, 55 to 60 at many northern and western suburbs. Plenty of sunshine tomorrow, breezy and beautiful, high 81. Sunday, mostly sunny and pleasant, high 83. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio at 6:54. Did you go to Michael's of Brooklyn? Because if you're anything like me, when you get a craving for Italian food, you want to eat the best of the best, and there ain't no better place than Michael's of Brooklyn. I got my Michael's of Brooklyn sauce last night. I put the olive oil on, and then I put rice that I already cooked into the pan, right? And then I put eggs in it. I cracked some eggs in there for the protein, you know, and you could put some spinach on top and Michael's of Brooklyn sauce on the top of that. Boom, with some Parmesan cheese. Healthy, you know what I mean? Low in fat and spectacular. Michael's of Brooklyn. Now, if you want to go to Avenue R. Nostrand in the neighborhood, Michael's of Brooklyn is a true staple in that neighborhood, family owned and operated by Fred. I put Fred's picture up online, by the way. He and his brother Johnny, who stays in the kitchen, cooked a great meal the other day for us. And they've been in business since 1964. We invite you to stop in and to experience an unforgettable meal at one of the five best Italian restaurants in America, this according to the Food Network. You know, and you know what the best part is about coming to Michael's is the chance to experience their authentic legacy of Italian tradition. I love it. When you see Fred in the kitchen, Johnny's in the kitchen, Fred was out there working the room with Michael, his son, Marianne is there. And you feel the family tradition when you go to Michael's Brooklyn. Then the food is spectacular. And as you listen on AM970TheAnswer.com around the country, around the world, and particularly in the United States of America, check on your supermarket shelves. Take home a jar of Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. You're going to love it, you know? But make reservations today. Avenue R. Nostrand. You got to get out to Brooklyn to experience one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America. You're going to love it. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic taste of Italy since 1964.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios. Coming up at 10 a.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
I need your money, my son. I would like more money, my son.
Did you know that was the name of the song?
Money.
The first, the title is Latatus Sum. Sum is money, right?
Let the music go. This is what I felt like. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Please, praise the money that he gives the church. I need a little more money from you personally. I know you've done so much for the church. I know you've brought a lot of money in. But I want you personally. Oh, my gosh, you know, unbelievable. But I ain't going down, man. My faith is strong. You can't take it personally. But I tell you what, I was upset, Frankie, over last.
I don't blame you.
You know, I've done so much. It was like, oh, and no, how out of it can you possibly be? I mean, really, how out of it can you possibly be to not know what we do on this radio show alone? Thank you very much. Oh, you make a lot of money? Well, then you should give money to the church, you know? Get out. You do what you can, and you do what you can. But listen, don't misconstrue this. I'm staying strong in the church. I'm staying strong in my country, and I'm disregarding the enemies from within. You can't, because they'll try to tear us down. It's the way Satan works. I'm telling you, listen to Joey. I know what I'm talking about. 6:58, couple minutes away from 7 o'clock with Biscopo in the morning. Frankie Five Boroughs is here. Hey, you want to jump in onto the soiree here, 877-970-2999 on our Balance of Nature phone lines. We're going to be talking about Iran with Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, Michael Caputo on the show as well. Joe Biscopo, live on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
70 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. State wildlife officials are investigating if window washers intentionally sprayed endangered young falcons off a skyscraper in Jersey City. One falcon remains missing and another is being evaluated for injuries after it glided down 41 stories. The birds were about a week away from being able to fly. The director of the Raptor Trust in Millington said even if they didn't know the birds were endangered, it's still a lousy thing to do. If you work long hours, new research shows you probably have a higher risk of a stroke. A study in the American Heart Association journal Stroke this week says it's found greater stroke risks in people who work 10 hours a day for at least 50 days per year. The study also noted that, ironically, healthcare providers are among the most guilty of working excessive hours. In sports, Yankees beat the Astros 10-6, Cubs over the Mets 7-3.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.